This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Back Row and Chill with Johanna James on FUBAR Radio.
Good afternoon. It's 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio, which means it is Back Row and Chill. I'm Johanna James. I'm joined today by...
What up? It's me. It's Kevin. How are you doing?
I thought you were just going to say, it's me.
Guess like, who's back?
Back again.
Kevin's back.
Tell your friend.
Kevin's back.
You can go pretty...
No.
I can't go on like...
And I can sing hi!
Okay, Kevin's on... too much sugar today, Kev. Too much sugar. Right, we've got a packed show for you today. We've got lots of lovely guests. We're going to be speaking to Madeline Gould from the immersive play Think of England. Very excited to talk about that.
Ooh.
And we've got Louisa Harland from the new show Derry Girls on Channel 4, which I'm super, super excited to get into as well.
I like the fact that it's set in the 90s.
I love anything that's in the 90s. Cause
you look kind of... You dress kind of 90s, to be fair.
Yeah, I do. I think I'm just born in the wrong... In
era.
The wrong era, completely.
What's that song?
What?
There's a song about being born in the wrong era. My mind's in complete blank now. Said that. And moving on swiftly, so...
I don't know. I'm going to go have a think about... How's it go, Kev?
I don't know. I'll think of it. There's a rose in my hair or something like... Oh, what's it...
There's a rose in my hair.
Starting off with a flower in my hair. Cause I wish I wasn't a punk rocker with flowers in my hair.
Okay.
77 and 69, revolution was in the air.
Maybe not.
No, okay.
Okay.
Moving on.
Well, I'm going to play some music, some actual other music, some real songs now,
okay.
Kev. I've been loving the soundtrack to I, Tonya this week. So that's just talking of like 80s.
What's iTonya?
iTonya is a brand new movie with Margot Robbie and it's amazeballs. I'm going to be talking about it in the movie review, so don't worry. But I'm going to be playing you quite a lot of songs from that soundtrack because I'm playing on loop at the moment. So this is Gloria from iTonya. This is Back Row and Chill. Bye, bye.
You're always on the run now, running after somebody.
Chill with Johanna James on FUBAR Radio.
I'm fully pumped after that song.
Me too, after our little dance in
the
studio.
Loving it. We were actually dancing around the studio.
Hit them with the shoulders. Hit them with the shoulders.
Hit them with the shoulders. Don't hit anyone, Kevin.
Daniel.
Seriously,
did you still got the auto cue things?
What do you mean? Like the little, like,
just
yeah.
Just whack one in.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, hell no! She knew what one was my favourite.
That one. I've gone up one as well. I mean, you know, if you want to come out on the show, Kevin, then.
I want the world to know. Got to let it show. I'm coming out.
Are you? Are you really?
I want the world to know.
Are you gay, Kevin?
Got to let.
What, and if I was, what is it to do with you? What is it your concern, what I do in the bedroom, Johanna?
It isn't, but I just thought, you know, if you're coming out.
I'm coming
out. That's the best moment that you possibly could have on live radio to Diana Ross would be an awesome outcoming. Actually, this morning, oh my goodness, this just reminded me, the first thing I watched, you know when you wake up in the morning
yeah.
and you scroll through your phone as you do, and
on
you're
the
just
toilet,
like, what is life?
Usually.
On the loo. All right, I do a bit. But, and one of the videos that popped up was this kind of like, because it's Ellen DeGeneres' 60th birthday.
Wow.
And
she's 60.
I know, and she's looking fabulous. Absolutely divine.
I'm in shock. I am genuinely in shock. I thought she was late 40s
no,
at most.
No, she's well fit.
Wow.
But she started off as a stand-up comedian, and she did that for 40. I had no idea she had her own TV show. That just shows like the generational drop. I didn't know.
Ellen DeGeneres?
Yeah.
You didn't know she had a TV show?
I did not know that.
All right, okay.
Are we not friends anymore?
No.
Well,
I thought we was going to get on that show, though, when we dropped The Floor is Lava.
I thought we were
going to
get on
ago.
Ellen, but we
was
didn't.
Was it last year,
last
even?
Last year. Anyway, we digress, right? So Ellen, she had a show for 14 years, and then the way that she came out is that she changed her character, that her character came out as gay in the show.
Right.
So that was a very clever way of doing it. So then she was
people
so brave.
Just then they realised she must be gay over
yeah.
the years.
So she came out, but they dropped her, they axed her show because of it.
Because she was
yeah.
a lesbian.
Yeah.
But what year was this? Because it was a very like...
Like in the 90s. Mm. No, late 90s.
It was very, very un... don't know the word for it.
Unpolitical, wasn't it?
Yes, back then they was very wrong about
very
the
backwards.
Things that they spoke about.
But, so she... But she like, but this little video, like how many people she's inspired for coming out in the industry. She's one of the first people in the industry to like proper...
I saw the thing she did with the Obama, President Obama, when
yes.
he... gay marriages maybe. And she was like crying and mm-hmm. he didn't give her a...
Yeah,
like
she
a
got
sir for us over here, and they become a madame or whatever it is.
A madame or a sir. Yeah, she got like the equivalent of being knighted.
Yeah,
in America.
Yeah.
I don't know what they would call it.
No, never do.
What is it? If anyone's
yes,
listening,
good
let us know. What is it in America when you get
knighted or sir or become a parent?
Tweet us at FUBAR Radio or email into the studio, chill@fubarradio.com. Please help us out because.
And usually it's only Johanna's mum that emails in, so preferably someone other than Johanna's mum could send us the answer.
Anybody but my mum would be great. We have had a little tweet in from Sandy Tom who says, I wish I was a punk rocker. Cool. Thanks for that.
Thank you, Sandy. You can be anything you want to be in life.
Anything,
Sandy.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Anything you want to be.
She's led the way, and I love that woman. And so now, so that's how her like show came about, because she kind of got dropped by show business, and then she did Finding Nemo, and then she got given the Ellen DeGeneres show.
Wow.
And then now she's.
Oh, she's Dory, isn't she?
She's Dory.
Yeah, she's Dory.
I totally relate to that character.
Yes, I can agree.
Cool.
Not me, you.
My bad memory. Oh my gosh! Sometimes I do. I struggle. I see that movie and yeah, yeah. Okay. So that was the first. That was one of the things that I've been really liked today. That was probably my top viral thing that I saw today. Was that Ellen DeGeneres fan vid, whatever it is. Little fan edit.
I wouldn't even know what to call it.
I don't know what you call these Facebook videos that we make. We should know, Kevin.
The shit on the internet. That's all it is.
If anyone doesn't know, Kevin Freshwater makes viral videos online.
Would you call it viral or super viral videos?
Super viral, viral, funny. You can check
you
out
must
his
have
page.
Seen our video, but me and Johanna did. The floor is freaking lava.
The floor is. Do you know that haunts me to this day? People still shout that at me.
Yeah.
Or like make a joke. Or I went to an animal zoo and someone someone was like, oh, the floor is llama. I was like, oh, God.
Banter. Banter.
Banter. But no, not going to lie, that was really
fun. What should we also announce? That we have a new video
coming? We do have a new video.
Sunday night as
we're
well.
We're going to drop it onto the internet sphere.
We've spent the whole week playing the most ridiculous game that I think I've ever thought of, and it's been a bloody laugh, and we're dropping it Sunday night. So
yeah.
Johanna's mum, if you're listening, you can watch the video. All one of our listeners right now.
That's how we get our views. It's just my mum watching the video again and again. Oh, man. Right, I think I want to play another song because this one is from the new up-and-coming Black Panther movie, which I'm so excited. The premiere is in London this Thursday.
Oh my God.
It is touch and go about whether I've got a ticket or not. I am trying to beg, borrow and steal to get there.
I will help you to beg, borrow and steal if I can get the plus one to just watch it with you. I will set houses on fire to get this ticket.
I know. I mean, seriously, it's like you just can't get a leg in. Everybody and their nan is wanting to go. I mean, I don't blame them. The trailer looks absolutely insane.
Yeah.
And I'm super excited. So let's listen. Well, we can get a little bit closer there. We can listen to the music.
Perfect.
At least, and just imagine that we're there.
Perfect. Okay. I know you're gonna dig this.
Gonna dig this.
I fight you, I fight myself, I fight God. Just tell me how many burdens left. I fight pain and hurricanes, today I wept. I'm trying to fight back tears, flood on my doorsteps. Life a living hell, puddles of blood in the street. Shooters on top of the building, government aid ain't relief. Earthquake, the body drop, the ground breaks. The poor run with smoke lungs and scarred face. Who need a hero?
Hero.
You need a hero, look in the mirror, there go your hero. Who on the front lines at ground zero?
Hero.
My heart don't skip a beat even when hard times bumps the needle. Mass destruction and mass corruption, the souls of suffering men. Clutching on deaf ears again, rapture is coming. It's all a prophecy, and if I gotta be sacrificed for the greater good, then that's what it gotta
you
be.
You won't pray for me. My pain for me, save my soul for me, 'cause I'm alone, you see. If I'm gonna die for you, if I'm gonna kill for you, then I spill this blood for you.
Presents.
Stop
Georgie Sperling, can we have a round of applause, please?
You had a heart problem when you were younger.
Yeah, so I was born with a heart condition. When I was younger, the doctors told me that I couldn't really exercise at all. My dad's a professional golfer. My brother's one of those all-round, like, sick at every sport. Me being competitive was like, no, I want to join it. So I kind of stuck two fingers up at the doctors. You know, every time I go back to the doctors, they're like, what are you doing? And I'm like,
Iron Man.
I just want to do this. It hasn't made it worse. It hasn't made it better. So therefore, I'm going to continue doing what I want to do.
Every Friday. From 5pm.
FUBAR Radio.
You're listening to FUBAR Radio. It is Back, Row and Chill. I'm Johanna James. I'm joined today by...
It's me, Kevin. Sorry, I was a little bit late on that one.
You gotta stop saying it's May.
It's May, Kevin.
You gotta say your name, Kevin.
I'm still Kevin from the block. Still have a little now, have a lot.
Kevin Dirty Water.
Kevin Fresh Water.
Right, Fresh Water. Sorry, Fresh Water. Damn it. Right, just before we move on to our first guest, I am going to shout out the fact that we have a competition back on Back Row and Chill. So make sure that you are following us on the Twitter at FUBAR Radio.
Do it now.
Super easy. Want to read? Want to get free shit? All you got to do is follow the
free
Twitter.
Free shit. That's the technical term which we use in the studio for free stuff. Free shit.
Get free shit. You got to retweet our FUBAR Radio tweet that we have out now.
Do it now.
You're like such an MC. This is great.
Shout out to Rachel and Stacey. Get ready for that rough head.
Corrupt FM. Right, and this week's competition is all about Den of Thieves, the brand new movie with Gerald Butler, 50 Cent.
It looks freaking amazing.
And Ice Cube Jr. It is absolutely brilliant film. I saw it the week after last. So if you want to go and win a limited merchandise pack, just join FUBAR Radio on Twitter. Retweet. Boom. I'm going to announce the winner next week's show.
Done though.
You done though. Right, first guest in the studio. A huge round of applause to Madeline Gould. Welcome.
Hiya.
Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, do you know what? We can do better than that. We can do in a better applause than that. There we go.
Oh my God.
Madeline!
That's probably like more audience members than have ever seen me in my life applauding there. So thank you.
And they're off. Huge thank you for coming in.
Right, thank you for having me.
We're here to have a chit chat about a play. It's an immersive play called Think of England.
Yes.
Currently on at the Waterloo Vaults Festival. Oh, yeah. I'm just throwing pens around the studio. I'm so excited about this. Could you give us a little bit of a synopsis?
Yeah, sure. It's it's immersive, but sort of immersion by stealth, because like I'm definitely an audience member that feels quite uncomfortable if people come up and try and get me involved in plays.
Like,
So it's sort of, it's very gentle immersion. There's no one ever, fingers crossed, no one has to feel uncomfortable. It's set during the Second World War, during the Blitz, and it's about two girls who've got a commission from the War Office to go around hosting sort of morale-boosting tea dances. And then the Canadian Air Force turn up, so there's these lovely lads in blue uniforms.
Oh,
that's terribly nice. And and then it sort of turns out that I don't want to give the twist away, but the lasses are there for slightly saucier reasons than
good
perhaps
girls.
They
good really, girls, I've got a lot of time for that. A lot of time.
Yeah, so it's kind of it's basically just a jolly knees up, but set in the Blitz. So
yes.
Why do you think that we are so fascinated with the Second World War?
I think any period, kind of like during.
I think Second World War's a bit. I think it just because it touched everybody, and you know, from the audiences that have been see it with us so far, every single person, however old, has come up to us and said, "Oh, my granddad was RAF pilot,"
during the war.
So I think they. It rings a chord with everybody who has who watches the play. They can find something in their own life that is related to it somehow. Yeah. So
true. It is one of the wars that we will have known someone who was like my granddad was stationed in the war.
Yeah,
it's like so relevant to us. But I have that, even though the war, it is actually like, if you think about it, I would not want to go back to be
God,
in the
no.
war.
No.
However, I'm really interested to go to like Blitz parties.
If there was a war similar to it was then and it now, it'd be the end of it because of the technology now.
Well, also I think that there is this sort of there's a nostalgia for it because I mean, you know, if you think about the 40s, even though we were in the war and it was rationing and everything, it was a very glamorous time. And
The Great Gatsby.
Yeah, it is. It's like, chaps in gorgeous suits and ladies with amazing hair and all
with
that
morals.
Stuff. Yeah, yeah. And also, there
all
is
right,
this. But, you know, honestly, actually, a lot of the, you know, we've been performing mainly to older audiences living in rural communities, and the saucy stuff that the ladies have been coming, so they've been coming up to us, you know, they're like, you know, my grandma's age and stuff, and saying, you're like, oh, I saw a lot of bedroom ceilings in my day during the war and all this stuff. And it's like, you know, I think we feel like we've got to sugarcoat it or be polite about it, but actually they,
the
you know,
dirty old buggers.
They were. Well, they are, you know, they are. It was a...
Well, actually, I was going to say, when I heard it was, the play was called Think of England, immediately I said to Kevin, I was like, all right, girls, lie back and think of England. Yeah. That is that kind of where it's from?
Yeah, yeah. Yes. Well, actually, it was one of those where I was like, I need a title that's like a sort of, you know, morale boosting, yeah, courage, hooray, Britain, but also is a bit saucy. You know, like lie back and think, oh, that's the title, that's isn't it? It's like, oh, yeah.
There it is.
So, good, yeah. Girls. So it is saucy.
It's like background chill. That's got a little bit of a saucy.
Yeah, 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 exactly.
See what happens when we come live off air.
So it is on at the Waterloo Vaults.
Yeah, it's Vault Festival, so which is amazing because the Waterloo Vaults were used as an air raid shelter during the war.
Oh,
anyway.
Perfect.
So, and the play is set during an air raid. So the idea is the audience will get ushered in as if they're getting, you know, shepherded in off the street from the sirens, and we'll all be there, and there'll be the sounds of bombs dropping and all that stuff, and then the play will unfold from that setting. I went into our space last night to have a look.
Is the whole theatre like set up as old as well?
Oh, yeah, well, it's like going into a load of... If you've never been in the tunnels under Waterloo, it's just amazing, and it's huge. It's like a maze. And, you know, it's got like corrugated iron roof panels. It's dripping.
Little bits of outfits for the yeah, coming in and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, we're going to be giving out barley sugars and, yeah, you know, all that kind of stuff. So
make them wear hats and all sorts of...
Make them wear hats, get them to brilliant. Shout stuff out,
that's
help
amazing.
Us put bunting up and all that. It's like, the idea is for it to be a really good jolly knees up, but then this quite serious drama, which is about, you know, gender politics and, you know, the sort of liberation of women out of this quite dark situation, that sort of unfolds around you, and it's quite, it's a little bit gritty.
How many people are in the play?
It's five of us. So there's three Canadian RAF guys, and then the two girls, and then obviously the audience. So yeah.
So you've already done a tour last year with it.
Yeah.
Have you got any plans sort of after?
Yeah. So we're sort of this little run at the Vaults is sort of sandwiched in between two legs of another rural tour. So we've just come back from Dorset last week, and then we're going off all over the place, actually, all around the Midlands, Kent, Berkshire, Northumberland. So
you're on the road.
Yeah,
VIP on the road.
Great. In a Vauxhall Zafira.
Living the life. Living my best life right now.
The glitz and the glamour.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. With very random bits of social media because we never have any phone signal.
Oh, gosh.
Because
yeah.
It's really, really rural.
I mean,
yeah.
Rural, you are like out in the sticks, rural.
Properly.
Tour.
Yeah, like, as you know, it's proper. When it's dark, it's dark. You know, you can't see where you're going.
We don't get many slickers around here.
Yeah. Do you find that the audiences are different, like, where you go?
Yeah, it's... Well, the thing is, because it was the show, I originally wrote it to be a rural... to go around rural village halls. So it's set at a tea dance in a village hall, and we change the name of the place that we're in with the script every time we go somewhere new, and we make it local to the people. And it's very much about... You definitely get a sense that you're not the most important part of their evening. The most important thing is that they're all together in a village hall and they all know each other. And, you know, when we pick on somebody to be the, you know, the tower to call the plane and all that stuff, they all love it because it's like, oh, yeah, you know, pick her, she'll love it. And,
Go on, Betty, go on.
Yeah, it is. And but generally speaking, the audiences have responded really well to it. They really like it. And
it's been described as an immersive tea dance experience.
Yes.
Have you found people are up for dancing with strangers?
Yeah. Oh my god. Honestly, sometimes, because we were always a bit like, oh, you know, we don't want anyone to feel under pressure, and they just, like, 100 people will just stand up and be like, right then, come on, teach us how to jive, and you're like, okay, yes, then. Yeah. and you know, because everything is run by volunteers, and the amount of hours that these people have put in to do big, full, like, high tea with finger sandwiches and cakes and scones and doing amazing decorations and people dressing up. We had a bloke dressed as Winston Churchill at one of our first shows.
Amazing.
And it's amazing. It's great. Really brilliant.
I love that. I love dressing up and anything like immersive and... You love a dress up too,
do you? Oh, you have to come down and we'll look out for you.
We're actually doing something soon where we get to dress up and create whoever we want to be and stuff.
Oh, so, fantastic. For a movie. So,
yeah, I'm excited. I love dress up.
Yeah.
Give me a pair of tights and put me on a stage. I'm there.
But it is
so
very...
So if anyone's listening who wants to hire me for Panto.
I'd love to see you in Panto. That'd be amazing.
I'll do it.
Do you think you'll get a different response in London?
I'm really, really intrigued to see what the response will be. I mean, you don't want to make any assumptions about what the audience are going to be like, but you know what, I was hanging out at the vaults last night and looking at the types of audiences that are going into different shows, and I do just wonder, you know, I wonder whether, so the end of the play, the audience effectively decide what happens. Not as in we go, you tell us how this will end, but just, you know, every night we sort of judge based on what the audience reaction has been, what way we're going to take it, and I'm just really intrigued to see what ends up happening and if it's different. So
if anyone's just joining us now, we're talking about Think of England, which is going to be at the Waterloo Vaults from
Wednesday the 7th to Sunday the 11th of February, so next week.
As of next week, amazing. And just lastly, have you had any badly behaved audience members?
Yes.
Okay.
It's been brilliant. Well, there was one lad last week. So at the beginning, I go around and give out tombola tickets because we do like a 1940s tombola with an orange and some eggs and all that kind of stuff that's rationed.
Oh, wild.
Slow down, you rebel.
Everyone's always, they're always like, oh, do we need to pay you? And I'm like, no, you don't need to pay us
you
for the tombola
have an egg,
tickets. And this bloke didn't even look me in the eye, but he was like, oh, you know, if you're the prize, I'm gonna buy the old book, and then like grabbed hold of my hand, and I was like, oh, hello. Oh. And,
Stranger danger.
And quite a lot of people have said that they've only come down because they've heard it's a bit saucy, and then they've really enjoyed it and stuff. So it's they've been.
Everyone's just like,
well, count me in.
And the first night, our first night in front of an audience, they'd been drinking for about an hour beforehand, so they were all absolutely hammered, and when they just catcalled us the entire way through. They wouldn't shut up. It was brilliant. It was really exciting. But I think the lads felt a bit objectified in their uniforms. So
that's a bit like what every day.
Exactly.
Well, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
This
it's been so lovely.
Amazing.
Please do come. Yeah,
it'd
be lovely.
If you fancy going back in time, make sure you're down the vaults next week
some saucy
in Waterloo. Wooing.
Yeah, saucy. Thinking of England.
Looking at the ceiling.
Right. This is Supermassive Black Hole by Muse, which was in the movie. Does anybody know what movie this is from?
Say that again. I was not listening.
Supermassive Black Hole.
I've seen something called that.
All right.
Yeah.
James on FUBAR Radio.
Right, we've just been running from the green room back to the studio. Kevin's proper out of breath.
No, I'm not.
I thought you just trained for a boxing match, Kev. Where's
your
fitness?
I've had 2 weeks off and I've been eating pizzas and burgers because I had to stop eating bad food. Now I'm back eating the bad food again.
Right, so your January diet
just went
to shit,
didn't it? But I'm fighting again in July, so I'll let you know when the tickets are on sale. It's the Indigo to O2.
Kevin boxes for charity sometimes on the side. Right, okay, we have got our second guest in the studio. So a huge welcome to Louisa Harland. Welcome. Oh, wait, let's give you a proper... There we go.
Woo! Oh, my God, you guys.
Yeah.
Stop it.
So you've come to chat in. You've come in to chat today about Derry Girls, which is the brand new show on Channel 4, which has been a bit of a surprise smash hit.
Definitely for us as well. I mean, we love it, but we didn't know everybody else was going to love it, and we knew it was probably going to be enjoyed in Ireland. Yeah. But
you know, it's like
to make the jump as well.
Good.
We're delighted.
Well done.
And for anyone who doesn't know what Derry Girls is about, if you want to just give a quick synopsis.
It is about four girls and a guy set during the Troubles and...
The noughties.
And the noughties about their lives.
And in school, they're like school kids.
They're school kids. We're all 15, 16-year-olds and in real life...
You look quite elderly.
Yeah. No, well, we're all 15, yeah. In real life as well.
Exactly. Yeah, I was like, oh, this is a very mature-looking people in school. But to be honest, if you put a school uniform on anyone looks a bit like a school kid.
Yeah, I think so.
We could pass, and we're nearly 30.
I mean, you need to... Shut up, Kevin. Do not tell...
I mean, we're only 21. We're like...
Don't tell a woman's age. Jesus.
I'm talking about myself, Johanna.
Yeah,
you're like 14.
I'm well younger than you. Fuck off.
All right, sorry. I'm 15. So,
she's 15. I'm the same as her.
Johanna's 44, if anyone's asking.
Oh, my God. All right, get out. You're not coming back on. So, Derry Girls, love the trailer. I'm actually going to... I haven't been watching TV recently.
Good on you.
So now I've seen the trailer now and I'm like, actually, you know what? That is going to make me sit down and watch live television. And for something to make me do that is actually quite a lot.
The soundtrack is so good.
Yeah. Well, as we were talking earlier in the show, I'm in love with like either late 80s, early 90s. It's just my period of fun. So I'm loving it. So where did you film and how long for? And
we filmed in Belfast during the summer for 3 months. Thereabouts. And we had so much fun doing it. And it was just the best.
And how did you get the role?
Just auditioned. Pretty long process. But yeah, we all auditioned. And then we had a lot of chemistry tests because it was pretty essential that all of us got on.
Yeah, because you're quite a little cliquey group in the story.
So, just very lucky.
Mm.
And was this, before you got Derry Girls, what was your sort of acting history?
I'm from Dublin and I came to London to train.
Mm-hmm.
I've always wanted to do theatre.
That's
so
brave for a 15-year-old. That's great.
Did you come on your own with your parents?
So that would have made me 9 when I moved here to go to drama school.
Just like the youngest actress.
Just trying to work out the maths here, sorry. And came to drama school and then... Yeah, I've just been plugging away at it and I've been quite lucky this year, so happy days.
Where were you when you found out that you got the role? Because I always think that's quite a nice moment. Like, do you remember where you were?
Was it a phone call? Or?
Yeah, I know, but I was at my friend's house and we were about to go out and it was annoying because I really wanted to be ridiculously hysterical on the phone to my parents.
But you can't.
But I had to play it really cool.
Yeah, like, oh, man.
But
like,
were you allowed to let people know that you'd got the part, or was it all hush hush?
No, I was allowed to.
I've got it!
Nobody said anything. Oh, I was literally. Yeah, so ringing the whole of Ireland. But
just ring anyone. Yeah. Hi, do you know? Hi, who is this? It doesn't matter. I'm going to be in Derry Girls.
Exactly, but I had to play it so cool out to my friends. So I had to just ring my mum and be like, hey, mum, you know that thing that I've been auditioning for months?
I've got it.
I've got it, no big deal. I'm just going for a few points.
21 pints later.
Yeah, literally. Delighted. And even better now that it's been received so well and we've just been picked up for a second season.
I was going to ask, do you know yet about number 2?
Yeah, so literally after the first episode was aired, we got the call like after a couple of days, which is, we were so shocked.
Brilliant.
About it. So good.
So Derry Girls is set in Northern Ireland in 1994. What were you doing in 1994?
Well, I'm 15, so I wasn't born.
What were you doing in 1994?
I
was probably learning to poop at that age. No,
really?
That's five.
When you were five?
No, wait, no, tell a lie.
You probably were learning to poop, Kevin.
Probably fair.
My parents had immigrated to Canada. So I was living in Canada in 1994.
I've always wanted to be Canadian.
That makes sense.
I know. I can semi-say that I partly grew up
Canadian,
there.
Yeah. I wish I was Canadian.
Yeah.
And Jewish.
All my old
two of the greatest things to be in life.
Can you make that happen for me?
We can ask Santa.
Thanks
you
so
never
much.
Know. Just
Thank
try
you.
Every year. Yeah, well, I was living in Canada, and if you look back at my old VHSs and stuff, I've got like a proper strong Canadian accent.
Yeah.
And I'm all like, "Mommy." Yeah.
Wasn't Canada colonized by the French? If I'm right.
Yes.
And the Americans colonized by the
British. Like a really like
long time ago.
A really brief kind of ratchet history of America and Canada. I believe that like the English
colonized America,
French took Canada, Spanish.
Yep.
Down.
Mexico.
Yeah, so but I mean, I remember I had French Canadian friends. I remember when I was a kid, they could speak French and I couldn't.
So do you know who can speak French? Cool. Completely off topic, and I'm sorry, but it just dropped my head. Bash the Entertainer. He's fluent in French. He shocked me though. Like, was that
really?
In a little bar, and there was a French woman, and he went, "I can't do it," but he just went.
Oh,
you better just bash. Happy. Just went off. Boom, 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 boom. I was like, "What the freaking hell did that?"
It's attractive, isn't it? When someone could just burst out in another language.
Ah, you like that? Yes, if I talk like this.
Not quite that good.
It's really warm in here.
So just going back to Derry Girls, we're slightly diverted.
Sorry,
what was it like working with like a huge cast of young actors? Was it?
It was so fun.
Was it banter or was it everyone?
It was banter
serious?
Every single day.
Oh wow!
No, it was just so fun. Everybody and the whole crew was Irish as well, and a lot of us don't live in Ireland. We've all kind of migrated to like London.
Yeah,
so it was like nice to just go home and to be part of something.
Would you say you're all friends for life from this? Or
definitely. Definitely.
Is there anyone that you don't really like on set?
No, I
like?
Love it. It's actually so boring because I've got nothing. Yeah,
no dramas.
We couldn't. There was nothing to talk about on set because we loved everybody.
Oh,
how boring is that?
No, it's good when you're working with people like that. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Right, Louisa, I would love to play a game with you if you would like to take part. So we're just going to pop to a quick song, and I'm going to get the game ready, and we're going to do a live movie quiz.
This is my favorite. Oops, sorry, you ain't finished.
Yeah, on Facebook Live. Okay, is your favorite what?
This is my favorite part of the show. The game.
Okay, we're going to go Facebook Live in a moment. So make sure that you are watching either on FUBAR Radio or Johanna James' Facebook page.
Perfect.
I'm going to pop on a little song for you. Let's do a little Black Keys, the Black Keys for the moment, and we're going to go and get the radio. I'm going to be playing it live on my phone, so technology, like, I hope that keeps up with us or we'll be a bit fucked after make it up on the spot.
Yeah.
We'll see. We're back in 3 minutes exactly. This is Back Row and Chill. I'm joined by the lovely Louisa Harland and Kevin Freshwater.
It's my.
And we are going to be going Facebook Live, so say hi to the cameras.
Are
we live yet, producers? Yes, no, maybe.
Thumbs up.
We are live. Hello. Hey. And we're going to be playing.
The camera's just there.
We're live on the radio, live on Facebook. Who, what? What? Right, we're going to be playing movie quiz time. Okay, so you guys are going to be in your own teams.
Yep.
Would you like to create a buzzer, just a sound that you'd like to make?
Caca!
Okay, great. And that's meow, 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 meow. You guys can play along at home as well. Okay, let's start. Let's
One thing quickly. We're too late.
We're going straight in the game, babe. Shite. All right, okay. In which country was Arnold Schwarzenegger born? USA?
Austria.
Switzerland. Austria or Germany?
Oh, caca. Austria.
Yep.
Austria.
That is correct.
Damn.
1 point to Kevin.
I feel like you should get that point.
Question
two.
I've got caca.
What is the first rule of Fight Club?
Caca.
Oh,
do
yeah.
not talk about Fight Club.
Second one to Kevin.
I'll let you have that one. The first one, no.
Okay.
I'm taking no prisoners, honestly.
Question number three.
It's been a year since I've been
here.
I
think my sound is too complicated.
Which folklore hero is portrayed by Russell Crowe in the 2010 film co-starring Cate Blanchett?
No idea.
King Arthur, Robin Hood, William Tell, Robert the Bruce. The answer is, in fact, Robin Hood. Did you get that at home? Did anybody get that at home?
Me? No, no.
Me? Okay.
I did not know that at all.
No, but right. I went blank.
That was my time to come back.
And okay, so at the moment we've got, Kevin's got two. Nothing quite right. yet, don't worry. Right. Oh, I just have to watch a video ad before I can get the next one.
And we've just made them X amount of pennies from each view.
Advertising is important.
Yes.
Off the internet. Right. If you've just joined us, we are playing Movie Quiz Live.
And I'm winning.
And Kevin is winning. Right, question number four. Ready. Who won the Best Actor Oscar for the film The Pianist? Was it Russell Crowe, Kevin Spacey, Brad Pitt, Adrian Brody?
Meow.
Yep,
Adrian Brody.
It was. Well done.
Well done.
Well done.
Well done.
I feel like you knew that, but you thought I'm going to say
that. I have no idea.
He wouldn't know.
You should know then.
I have no idea. Would you like to continue?
Yeah. Preferably.
Okay.
So I'm still 1 point down.
You're still one
the
point down.
The music makes it so intense.
I know,
well.
Right? Isn't it?
I'm getting an anxiety attack.
I'm just having.
I'm feeling anxious.
Okay. Right, here we go.
Right back in the game.
We're going to play another game because it ended.
It was a draw.
Amateurs. I'm working with freaking amateurs.
In the Twilight saga, New Moon, what childhood friend does Bella reconnect with?
Taka! Oh, I don't know his name.
Is it?
No, I keep going with
Jay. John. Jacob.
Taka! Jacob.
Yes. Okay, it is neck and neck now on the movie quiz.
But I think I deserve that one. But I live there because I'm a gentleman. Let the lady have her time, you know? She's here for one time.
Listen,
only.
If you're more of a Twilight fan, you're more of a Twilight fan. That's fine.
It's true.
Okay, here we go. For the final question, are you playing along at home?
This is intense.
We lost the music. It's suddenly not
this
so
deadlock.
It's suddenly not so scary with the music, is it?
Nope.
Should we start again? We're back into the intensity. Okay.
No pressure at all.
And
so warm.
The game has just shut down again.
The game is totally technology
then we'll
is
just
failing.
Say Derry wins this one.
Here we go.
Derry wins.
Here we go. Question two, the final question for 100 million points.
Yeah.
Who plays Elizabeth Swan in Pirates of the Caribbean?
Caca!
Is it Mandy Moore?
Keira Knightley.
It is Keira Knightley. Yeah! It goes to Kevin.
Fair enough.
Well done, Kevin. What is?
I don't know.
Just to see that dance, I'm so glad I
what is
that
this,
win.
Kevin?
My victory dance.
Did you do tennis? Did you do that?
Or ping pong.
I'm going to use that.
Thank you so much, Louisa, for playing that. That was
no bother.
That was amazing. If you have just joined us, I don't know if we're still on the live or not, but that was a very bad movie quiz. Next time, I'm definitely going to prepare it and not play off my phone because that
amateur hour. It was intense.
I'm regretting not wearing deodorant today.
We're all sweating, actually.
It's quite moist in here, isn't it? Woo! Just a double cat recap as well. If you want to join in our competition, head to FUBAR Radio Twitter page and just retweet the tweet that we've got on there about Den of Thieves, and you could win some free Den of Thieves merchandise, which I'm like, yes, queen.
Pow,
I would love.
Right in the kisser.
Yes, queen.
Right in the what?
Pow, right in the kisser.
Right in the kisser.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know where that came from. I'm talking like this as well. I don't know what's happening. Moving on swiftly.
Moving Brilliant. Swiftly on. Well, thank you so much, Louisa. Just to recap, Derry Girls on Channel 4. Go and check it out. I'm definitely going to be looking at it this weekend because it is right up my street.
It's a laugh.
And yeah, and any just quickly, any plans for this year apart from
Derry Girls 2? Well, not as of yet, but hopefully.
Yeah,
season 2 I'm most excited about.
All the way to the top. I can
all the way to the top.
Well, you have been such a good sport. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Right, I'm going to play a little bit more music from iTonya, and then we're going to have a really speedy movie review time after that. So this is Romeo and Juliet by the Dire Straits on Background Chill.
Love the Dire Straits.
I think just beautiful. Lovely. Lovely.
A serenade, laying everybody low with a love song that he made. Find the streetlight, steps out of the shade, says something like, "You and me, babe, how about it?" Juliet says, "Hey, it's Romeo. He nearly gave me a heart attack. He's underneath the window, just singing, 'Eli, my boyfriend's back.'" You shouldn't come around here singing up at people like that. Anyway, what you gonna do about it? Juliet, the dice was loaded from the start, and I bet, and you exploded into my heart, and I forget the movie song. When you gonna realize it was just a on different streets, they both were streets of shame, both dirty, both mean. Yes, and the dream was just the same. And I dreamed your dream for you, and now your dream is real. How can you look at me as if I was just another one of your deals, when you can fall for chains of silver, you can fall for chains of gold, you can fall for pretty strangers and the promises they hold. You promised me everything, you promised me thick and thin, yeah. Now you just say, "Oh, Romeo, yeah. You know, I used to have a scene with him, Juliet. When we made love, you used to cry. You said, 'I love you like the stars above. I love you till I die.' There's a place for us." You know, in a movie song.
Johanna James on FUBAR Radio.
You're listening to FUBAR Radio. We're coming into land. I'm back row and chill on this Friday night. Are you excited, Kevin?
Very excited.
You got Friday night plans?
Not really. I've stopped drinking, haven't I?
Ah, yeah, just eating pizza.
Eating pizza.
Just eating pizza.
Only for the, it was meant to be for 1 week. It ended up being 2 weeks. But now, as of Monday, I'm back in the gym with the trainer.
Back in the gym.
Getting it on.
I know. I think I'm trying to go to the gym tomorrow.
You were doing really well with it at one point, though. You were like there every day. I saw your Insta stories.
I was getting in the gym. Yeah, I'm really trying to get back.
Did you get those gains, those booty gains?
I get the booty gains, and then I don't go to the gym, and then just goes again. Just wake up like, "Where's it gone?" I gained something, or maybe I dreamt it. I don't know, but I need to just find a rhythm. You know what I mean? Because I'm either going in the gym like 4 days a week or not at all. So come on, just find a balanced life, everybody. Live your best life. I think we've had somebody come in to say the equivalent to knighthood is the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
Oh, from the question earlier.
Yeah, well done.
Thank you, Johanna's mum, for messaging us.
The equivalent to knighthood is a Presidential Medal of Freedom. I mean, that. What would you prefer? A knighthood or a Presidential Medal?
Obviously a knighthood, because I'm British.
Medal of Freedom. Okay, yeah.
I'd like to be a sir.
You'd like to be Sir?
I think I might be one day.
Sir Kevin Freshwater.
Sir Kevin
Why do you think you'd be a Sir?
Because I'm going to do lots of big things. I can feel it.
For charity and shit?
Nah, fuck charity. For me, I do it for me.
That's how you become like a knight, though. You've got to do something for someone else.
You just got to be like very well established in like whatever. Like, say, like David Attenborough, for example. He's done so much for the BBC.
Yeah, but for the environment and shit. He's done. You have to do a good act, a good deed, Kevin.
I do good deeds all the time.
You've got to do a good deed, or you have to save like a maiden from a castle. That's how you become a knight.
I could do that.
You
chuck me the hair down, I climb up the hair. What's that one? Tangled.
Right, okay, as we're going to come into land, we're going to do a quick movie review. This is where we're talking about what we have been loving and what we've been not so loving, either on Netflix, Amazon, online, offline, TV, whatever is your poison, like how you like to watch your shit. Okay, what have you been loving, Kevin? Have you seen anything?
There's a few things that I really like. I've really got into Black Mirror at the minute.
Okay. Speaking to the
microphone,
sorry,
I was leaning back looking at my paper then.
Okay.
Yeah, Black Mirror. I'm really into that at the minute.
I'm loving Black Mirror. Which was your favourite one?
Well, yeah, funnily enough, one of your people who normally come on the show with you, he was in the fourth series, I think, if I'm right, the first episode of the fourth series. When it was like the... It's like Star Trekky, but not
the SS Callister.
That's the one.
Yes, that is FUBAR Radio Ozzy Achille. He plays Helmsman Packer.
That is my favourite episode out of the whole series as well.
Yeah, I think I've actually got his little voice here.
You want me to plot up a pursuit course, Captain?
You want me to plot up a pursuit course, Captain?
Was that your assassination?
Yes.
I think I wore it
better, to be fair.
Okay, right, I vote not. Right, so I have been, not loving, no, something that I didn't actually love. I didn't know what I thought of it. I went to see Downsizing.
I'm glad you brought this up.
Which is one of those things where I think that the PR for the film, and I think that the trailer didn't truly portray what the film was like.
Agreed.
It was just... I was expecting to go and see a different film, and the people who I thought were in the film were actually more cameos, like Kristen Wiig and Jason Sudeikis. What song?
The song they play in the trailer.
In the trailer.
A normal life and a normal house.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. So Downsizing for me, I think. Watch it. It's very long. Maybe I don't know if I would go and pay a cinema ticket to watch it.
I don't think I would, to be fair.
I've kind of regretted the £15 that I put down for that.
You've hit on the topic right, because the way the trailer is portrayed,
yeah,
it's completely different when you watch it. It completely turns. I don't want to give too much away if you haven't seen it, but
it's
it completely twists halfway through, and it's just like, what the fuck is what the hell
what
is
the
going
fuck's
on?
Going on?
What and is then, this shit? What is life?
I mean, I do have to do a shout out to there's an actress called Hong Chau, and she actually just stole the whole movie.
Do the liner. Do it. Say it.
The what?
Say it. You know what to say. Say it.
You give me love, fuck. If you watch the movie, you know.
You give me love, fuck.
You know exactly what I'm saying. But she's actually won some awards. She's up for the Golden Globe Best Actress in Supporting
Actress.
Oh,
for real? Because of that film?
Yeah, she's up for that.
Brilliant. Good luck to her.
She was amazing in that.
And good luck to her.
But if she wasn't in it, that film would be a right blip for me. So
it did get weird, didn't it?
Watch with caution, I would say, about Downsizing. Definitely, if you want an all-round amazing cinema trip date kind of thing, go and see Den of Thieves.
I've seen it advertised, but I haven't seen
it. Yeah, you'd love it, Kev. You'd be all over that.
I saw that one little clip of it, and it was the son comes to take the daughter out, and then the dad said, come, and they took him into a room just full of gangsters.
Yeah, that was one
pants.
Of the funniest bits in the movie when, like, yeah, the daughter's going to her prom and they bring the boyfriend in.
Bit kind of like, what's that film, Bad Boys, that scene in Bad Boys 2 when it's like... similarities.
It's a heist movie, but it's more layered than that. It's deeper. So I definitely Den of Thieves for me was like a massive thumbs up. Downsizing not so much. Now if you are a Netflix watcher and you're loving Netflix, definitely make your eyes cross over End of the Fucking World.
Oh gosh, I love it. I'm addicted. But the thing that it lets it down, it's only 20 minutes long. I like
a good
40 minutes.
They're short. I kind of would want to see more.
I watched 3 last night and then fell asleep, and it's one of them sort of series where I complete it in one night.
Yeah, I've watched
in one
it.
Sitting.
Yeah, I've watched it 2 times through actually.
Because I do
in
binge.
Different days.
I'm a binger.
Good, I can see, Kevin.
I binge
can see.
On the Netflix.
And so End of the Fucking World, and I would say the first 2 episodes are a little bit. You've got to kind of push through the first 2, and then it just kicks off.
off, and then they're off on the road trip, and it's like a modern day Bonnie and Clyde.
Yeah. And are you the same as me and find it yourself? You kind of like the young man, even though he's a bit twisted in the head.
Yeah, the main guy. He's a bit of a psychopath.
But you're drawn to him.
But
a bit,
you like him.
Yeah.
He's a kind of one of those like.
He just kills people. It's okay. It's fine.
That's what he knows.
That's what he does. It's his thing.
But he's enduring. You know what I mean? I had that problem with that. I had a really bad problem with American Horror Story, the first series.
Oh, I love American Horror
because
Story.
Because the first series, there is that boy who
murders everyone.
He murders everyone, but I liked him.
But he's very he's a sexy icon.
And I fancied him, and I was like, this is messing with my head because I fancy him, but he is a mass murderer. Oh my goodness, what is life? I need to go and like have a drink or something.
A Cadbury's cream egg.
And something that last night, I only just got halfway through the first episode. I just couldn't fit it in at the end of the day, but I'm definitely going back to it. It's Damnation has just been dropped on Netflix.
Damnation.
Last night Ozzy messaged me and was like, if you're like cowboy,
I've heard of it, but I don't know.
Yeah, so if you're kind of like cowboy, it's kind of around the he said it was cowboy, so I was thinking it was going to be like 18th century cowboy frontier, but it's not. It's actually more like the Great Depression in America.
Okay,
but in the West,
the Civil War period.
Not Civil War. No. Great Depression, which is around the like 1930s, 1940s,
right.
That kind
so
of
it's
thing.
Still set back.
There's like a farmer's strike going on in this town, and it's about this like priest. So it's Damnation. He's this young priest who's kind of cool.
Nice.
He's like a cool edge.
Doing his fine
pasta thing. But Damnation, it's good. It's got really good characters. From what I can see in the opening 30 minutes, I'm already hooked. So that's perfect. What I'm going to be completing this weekend on La Netflix.
Challenge accepted. Just quickly, talking about cowboys. Whatever happened to Westworld?
Oh, do you know what happened to Westworld?
Because it never came back.
It's coming back.
It better fucking come back.
Of course it better fucking come back. It is. It's being made right now, but they've had to halt production because one of the main characters had a really bad accident and broke his back on the set.
Oh,
so
wow.
They've frozen everything. And so now it's looking like it's going to be 2019.
Because I was addicted to that in such
a... Isn't it brilliant?
I was obsessed with it.
I know, me and Joe Tasker, every week we'd watch that. It was our little thing that we do.
Strange.
Oh, Cara, oh my goodness. Okay, my final last shout out is I got to go and see the new movie I, Tonya this week, which was absolutely brilliant. It's Margot Robbie's new movie, and it is about famous ice skater in the 90s, true story about what happened to her and her husband. There was a conspiracy to take out her opponent ice skater.
Right, was they Russian?
No, she got her he conspired to get her opponent's knees broken in the Winter Olympics so that she could win.
Yeah.
So it's the true story and like the biography.
Because we know the brutality of ice skating, the world. It's the gangland of the Olympics.
It's the Olympic gangland. But Margot Robbie's just fantastic in it. And I think she's been nominated or she's been nodded for some nominations for it. So I fully love it. It's up there in my top films of the year so far.
Medal of Honor.
Which is not that much because it's only January, but chill out, Jennifer. Yeah. Okay. Oh my goodness. Right. Friday night can officially start. I'm going to like ring in the weekend right now. Thank you so much, Kevin, for coming in.
Thank you for having me. It's
joining
been a while.
Me today. We're going to end on some music from I, Tonya, because check it out on Spotify because the album is just brilliant from that movie. This is Free Your Mind from En Vogue.
Goodbye,
I'll
guys.
See you next week.
I love you. I love you, okay?
I love you more.
I love you,
more.
Okay?
Prejudice. Wrote a song about it? Like to hear it? Here it go.
Free Your Mind.